It appears rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is an eclectic program that runs for the next hour and just is a collection of super, super cool music that I've been listening to, that I enjoy, that has kind of caught my fancy. So I want to start off the show with Canadian indie darlings, the OG supergroup, the ones who, you know, we all had a great deal of feelings about in high school, Broken Social Scene. They are back again, like with Prozac, like with Jamiroquai, like with Michelle Branch. There's no reason for Broken Social Scene to be back. I'm glad that they are. 2017 has just been that kind of year. A lot of people are, you know, coming back together and finding that they have something new to say. And Broken Social Scene was always, like I said, it's a super group. It's made up of all of these people who were at one time or another signed to the Arts and Crafts label, including members of Stars, members of Metric, all sorts of different people. And they all have their own careers, their own side projects, their own bands, their own solo records. So getting everyone together to do a Broken Social Scene album was always something of a process. And I think, you know, people get really busy. They kind of fell by the wayside. They announced that they were going on hiatus, I think, in 2010. And yeah, so now they're back. They have a full album called Hug of Thunder. And this is a track from it called Skyline.
Come at all. who's gonna leave early so swiftly? Maybe in a fire or crash off a ravine, people would weep how tragic so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could have missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die young.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That song was called Die Young. It's by Sylvan Esso off of their album What Now. Before that, the Luyas with All of Everything off of Human Voicing, and at the top of the show, Skyline by Baroque and Social Scene off of Hug of Thunder. This past weekend was the Vancouver Pride Parade, and in honor of that, I want to play a track by a Juno Award-winning group called Quantum Tangle. They are a really, really interesting duo, a vocalist and a guitarist. They combine Inuit throat singing with spoken word storytelling and sort of blues and folk and rock, and they won the Juno Award for Indigenous Music Album of the Year earlier this year. So off of that album, I want to play a track called Love is Love.
Bridge between two people, a link between two hearts, a path into the future. I'd do us, not the start. You met me on my path, you held me on my way. love you now and always, and I'll remind you every day. I thank you for that I love you, just making sure you remember I do. I thank you for that I love you, just making sure you remember I do. No matter where we wander, I'll get lost with you and you with me. Across the land, sky, and water, when you're by my side, I'm free. The road will wind and turn, the light will fade and dim, but through the dark, he'll hold my hand and I will stand by him. I thank you for that I love you, just making sure you remember I do. I thank you for that I love you, just making sure you remember I do. I thank you for that I love you, just making sure you remember I do.
Lately, UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. stop moving, stop moving. You tried to exist lonely and bliss, but you couldn't resist.
Thank you.
That was a track called Walk, Don't Run by Chimney off of the self-titled album that just came out. Before that, Super Pyramid with There's Nothing Wrong With You off of the album Devoid, and Quantum Tangle with Love Is Love Part 1 off of the album Shelter As We Go. I want to talk a tiny bit about the Decemberists. The Decemberists are part of a small handful of bands that have sat in my brain in a very weird kind of liminal space where what I thought that they were and what I expected them to be and what I wanted them to be is not who they actually are, and it's no fault of their own. It's really the fault of my own sort of initial judgment, which may have been influenced by a couple of factors. In this case, it was I heard the Decemberists put out a very weird concept album called The Hazards of Love, and that was the first thing I ever heard from them. So I got the sense that they had this certain type of sound and this certain approach, which was actually not who they were at all. Hazards of Love was actually a huge departure for them stylistically, and a lot of people hated it, it turns out. That's what I found out anyway later. And as a result, I could never really fully get into them. Now that I've heard San Fermin, they 100% fit what I wanted the Decemberists to be in terms of tone and the way that they use music. And I've always, you know, it doesn't mean I don't respect the Decemberists as a band. I just couldn't really get into them very much. However, it seems that it may just be more that I really like the Decemberists when they strike out and do something a little bit different, because they announced, back in May, that they were going to be doing a collaboration with a recording artist by the name of Olivia Chaney. And sure enough, they called the collaboration Offa Rex. That's the name of the group. They have an album now out called The Queen of Hearts. And I've only listened to a little bit of it, but I was instantly in love before I even realized who was behind the microphone. I was super in love with this sound and this just stunning beauty. And then I looked it up, and sure enough, it's a Decemberists side project, so I'm very pleased and want to play you the track The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which just I'm going to be listening to a lot this week. It's really pretty. After that, I've got a track called Nothing's As It Seems by Gordy off of the Clever Disguise EP, and then a track that I just also discovered called Wild Things by Canadian artist Kashka.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love. To the dark and empty skies. First time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of the captive bird that was there at my command. That was there at my command. And the first time ever I lay with you, and felt your heart sweet over mine. I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time. One day, it dawned on me, This is all we'll ever be. Behind our eyes, a heartbeat, all ourselves trying to breathe. We are wild things, you and me. We are wild things, roaming free. No destination, no train of thought. Muscle memory moving us along. Our bodies, bone and skin. No control, the moment that we're in. We are wild things, you and me. We are wild things, roaming free. We're exactly where we should be. We are wild things, you and me. We are wild things.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Wild Things by Kashka off of the album Relax, which is a real pretty good one from what I've heard of it so far. Before that, Gordy with Nothing's As It Seems off of the Clever Disguise EP, and The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face by Offa Rex, the Decemberists' side project, and the album that they've just released, which is called The Queen of Hearts. I have two, I wouldn't even call them unpopular opinions. They're just kind of the sort of weird opinions that you bring up at dinner parties. One of them is that film trailers are works of art and cinema in and of themselves. And I had a film prof once who said that he's always wanted to teach a class on film trailers. And I've never forgotten that. I would have loved to take that class. And the other opinion I have, which I think is actually shared by quite a few more people, including those in the industry itself, is music videos being works of art. It's not a controversial opinion, but there are some music videos that are so fascinating to me, and it's a weird time to be interested in them right now because fewer of them are being made. They're not profitable the way that they used to be, so they either get like massive Taylor Swift level, 8-minute things where they're billed as a film by whoever directed it, or they tend to be somewhat on the lower budget end of things. But like bands like Coldplay are just like not making music videos for major singles they're releasing anymore. So it's a very interesting time. The thing that really draws me in about music videos is when, at their best, they are pieces of short fiction. They're like a short story. And the best short stories and the best music videos are the ones that tell a contained story that makes you so angry and yet at the same time so satisfied that that tale never ever reaches beyond the bounds of its own narrative. You want more so badly that I personally will like watch and rewatch and like search, you know, wonder if maybe this time the camera will swing in a different direction and I'll get to see something new. But at the same time, there's, you know, the part of what makes it so valuable is its rarity. And all of this boils down to the fact that there are some music videos that I have seen that I have never, ever, ever forgotten. One of them is Death of All the Romance by The Dears, which is just a weirdly, like, profoundly disturbing music video about teddy bears at the end of the world. It really shouldn't be as impactful as it is. But the other one, which is a recent acquisition to the Mia Steinberg sort of music collection, is a track by the band Yesayer. And I don't remember how I came across this song, which is called I Am Chemistry, but I really fell in love with it. It's very weird. It's very, you know, electronic and strange and a little aggressive. And I heard it on Spotify, and then being me, I went to YouTube to grab the music video to paste to some sort of social media site. And then I saw the music video and I couldn't move for a good 5-10 minutes. It's just so profoundly strange. And it's probably my favorite music video now. It just is stunningly weird. And if you like this song at all and you've not seen the video, I highly recommend that you search it out. So yeah, this is I Am Chemistry by Yesayer.
She only needs my help, pleasure in a Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Storm Crow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, The Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited and White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called Houston, It's Hard to Know When Your Heart is Letting Go by Canadian musician Moon and Six off of A Brief History of American Space Travel, which if you're looking for a really, really chill album to sort of play in the background while you study or something, I really love it for that reason. And before that, I Am Chemistry by Ye Sayer off of the 2016 album Amen and Goodbye. And with that, I am going to say goodbye as well. Ha. This is going to be my last song for this particular week. I will be back next week. And so I want to play a track by the band Everything Everything. They have a new album that is going to be coming out in a few months. My best friend who introduced me to them is so, like, just speechless with excitement. And I am also incredibly excited because I really, really enjoy them as well. So this is their latest single from this upcoming album. It's called Desire. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves. And please stay tuned for more awesome local content.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcast.